Hey, it's the Beasley Brothers. When we're not shooting Canada's most watched hunting show, Canada in the Rough, we listen to Angelo Viola on the Outdoor Journal radio show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Journal radio show live on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and online at odjradio.com, by the way, just in case anybody's wondering. That was, of course, Mr. Keith Beasley introing Angelo Viola, who is absent today, but recovering. He's been gone for a couple weeks, but I know he's going to be back very soon. And sitting alongside with me is Mr. Steve Nidzwicki from, from previously from Chaudière Lodge, and now who is now taking a step forward, so to speak, co-hosting some of our Fishing Canada shows. So he's with us too. So hi, Stevie.
Hey, folks. Hey, Pete.
Hey, buddy, you're so good, man.
More importantly, hello, Dave.
Exactly. So I cast the industry trade show for, not for the public people, but for the industry. It was a couple of weeks ago. It was called ICAST. It's held in Orlando every year. It's the largest sport fishing trade show in the world. And Ange and I didn't go this year. We went last year. But a friend of ours, Dave Chong, was there. Dave's a member of the National Pro Staff. He competes in lots of tournaments in Ontario and Quebec. He's even, I believe, competed in Mexico in the World Championships representing Canada, if I'm not mistaken. And he's consistently challenges for the top spot. He's made a great name for himself. He's a member of the Aurora Bassmasters, and I think he's on the line. Good morning, Dave. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Pete and Steve.
Good
great
morning.
To hear from you guys.
Great to hear from you,
actually,
too.
I'm actually on your home body of water, Pete.
Quinty? No,
yeah.
Where are you? Are you?
Yeah, I'm just in Sucker Creek right now.
Oh, my God, buddy. Don't tell anybody about that. You're in the Creek
sorry.
Right
oops.
Now.
Oops. Oops. Beep, beep, beep.
I know exactly
where
you are.
We're fishing a Quinty Series event tomorrow, so just doing a little bit of scouting and practicing and checking
nice.
Things out. So I thought I'd take a few minutes and talk to you guys.
Well, thank you very much. Now, that can move us into our first subject before we go to the ICAST stuff. I'd like to talk to you a bit about tournament stuff right now. And Dave's doing right now what they call pre-fishing. So basically, he's looking around for spots, for areas, for fish, all these little particulars in his event tomorrow. So quickly, Dave, tell the audience what your pre-fishing would be like today. What are you going to try to accomplish?
Well, we're kind of trying to figure out what the fish are doing on this body of water right now. As you know, the Bay of Quinte, being actually a river system, changes constantly. You know, areas that are clear water one week, next week is all stained, and where you have milfoil, lush milfoil a couple of weeks ago, is now devoid of vegetation. So it changes all the time. So I'm just checking out areas and looking for potential big fish holdings, you know, areas.
Yeah. Now you're going to, obviously in Sucker Creek, you're looking at largemouth. Are you going to say largemouth is the deal for you for the whole tournament sort of thing?
No, we'd like to look at both because this is one of those events they have. It's bay only and you can actually weigh largemouth or smallmouth. So
right.
After I finish poking around in here, I am actually going to check out some smallmouth.
Oh, good. Good for you, buddy. Is it looking good so far?
Not really.
My money's still on you, brother.
The water is extremely dirty. A lot of the vegetation is gone that was out was available earlier on, but the fish have to go somewhere. So I mean,
right?
We'll figure it out. You know, we'll figure out something.
Yeah. Now you were at ICAST. Good luck to you, by the way, for tomorrow. You were at ICAST
this
year again, and the big one that both Angelo and I were anticipating and et cetera, was the Garmin Force trolling motor. It won, I think, best boating accessory, maybe best all-round. I'm not sure if it won the best all-round or not, but tell us about that.
I have actually not seen the announcement for the best overall. I've been checking, and I haven't seen it, but it definitely won the best boating accessory.
Okay.
And the big thing down at ICAST this year was actually trolling motor wars. You know? Because Lowrance introduced their Ghost, Garmin introduced their Force, and Motor Guide introduced their new Tour Pro. So it was very interesting.
Give us the lowdown. What are you thinking? I mean, is it going to change the world of trolling motors?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to revolutionize things. Both the Ghost and the Force are brushless motors now. So like super, super quiet. And right. What's cool about the both the Force and the Ghost, Garmin and Lowrance units, is it's the same motor for 24 or 36 volt. So there's no more all these. There's a 24 volt model. Here's a 36 volt model. It's the same one. The motor will recognize whether it has 36 volts or 24, and you will get the power accordingly.
So you don't even have to hit a. You don't have to just wire it differently. You don't have to switch it differently. You hook up the two leads, the positive, negative, and it knows the voltage.
It recognizes how much it has. Yes, exactly. It's
wow, that's very cool.
And the Force from Garmin, as far as I'm concerned, is the winner of the three of them. The Lowrance is very good, and the motor guide is a little bit more old school for. Some people might want that, but, you know, everybody has different tastes and wants and needs. As far as I'm concerned, and also being a Garmin user for electronics, it's huge because it integrates wirelessly with my units. It's also got a wireless foot pedal. It's got a floating remote control, and you'll love this because you can sit in your driver's seat, and it has a gesture feature where I point in this direction and the trolling motor goes in that direction. I point in the other one and it changes direction and it goes toward it. I don't have to touch
it. Get out of here.
I don't want to. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
What about self-deploy, Dave?
None of them are self-deployed, but I'm sure that will be coming. I know when we talked to all the manufacturers, they all talked about it being, you know, in the lab, you know, and
right
it
on.
Will be coming, but. But, they all have the lift assist and very, very easy to put in and take out. So the Force right now is available in, I do believe it's a 50 and a 57-inch model. So that covers most ranges. I know some of the guys with the deeper V-boats are probably looking for a 60 or bigger, but that will be coming as well, I'm sure.
Yeah. We run a 60 on our Prince craft, and it's just enough. When you're getting those waves and stuff like that. I mean, calm water, you don't need it, but you have to anticipate all waters and all that stuff. That's awesome, buddy. What about anything else? Were you impressed with anything else at the show that's going to be out this year?
Well, everybody's got new stuff every year, but you know as well as I do, haven't been there a lot of times. It's just rehashing of older stuff with a different twist to it. But probably the next most noticeable thing was Ned Riggs.
Okay.
Really?
Since Z-Man has introduced their turds and the shroom heads for their Ned Riggs, everybody is getting on it. Everybody's got their own versions coming out. And, of course, Z-Man being the pioneer and forerunner on it, they've brought new models out, and they have a giant turd now. By the way, turd is... it's an acronym, TRD, stands for the real deal, not in case anybody was wondering.
Not a big poop.
I love it.
That's, I was the inventor of that one.
I think you'll love the giant turd. It looks like
Dave. Who wouldn't love a giant turd, Dave? No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen the product, and you're right. Like, I mean, it's not new. Yamamoto came out with a 3-inch Senko about 3 or 4 years ago too. So it looks exactly like that. The difference with Z-Man to most products out there is it floats. It's made of that Elastec or whatever. It's crazy stuff. You can't break it. Yeah,
it lasts forever.
It lasts forever, and it floats. So there is some different properties to it. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not so good. But they definitely have taken on this Ned Rig thing for people listening. This is a bass bait mostly. You can use it for other stuff, but it's designed for bass, and it's kind of revolutionizing again.
The number of walleye anglers who told me they're killing walleye on Ned Riggs. It's hilarious.
Is that right?
I never even really thought about it. Yeah.
We were doing that up on the Upper French, using Ned Riggs. One of my guides, Pat, used a Ned Rig for smallmouth bass and big walleye on Nipissing, and basically using electronics to see them at the side of the boat, cast to them, and bang. And they really work great.
Awesome. So people can obviously people can just look that up online, and you'll get what Dave's talking about. What about the rest of your 2019 season, Davey? I know you're a tournament guy. You probably got a whole list of stuff coming up.
Actually, I do. It's amazing how quick the summer goes by. Our summers are so short. We've only got one more qualifier left in the Renegade Series, and next week we got one that's pretty exciting. I don't know if you're doing it. The Thousand Islands Open is on.
No, we're not doing it. We're gone. Steve and I are gone to BC actually, so we're shooting away. But nice. That's a big tournament. We've heard that that's one of the bigger tournaments around, right? It's a really good one, apparently.
We'll be cheering for you.
Yeah. Thank you. Hey, Steve. Thing is, you're around more often. Are we getting to a Jays game this year?
100%. I'm pretty sure there's lots of tickets available. How about a Leaf game too?
you boys are so fun. Right on. So
there's that laugh.
I love that. John, I'm going to tell you something about your laugh. Okay, people are hearing it now, so I got to come clean on this. Okay, every now and then when I'm at my house and my kids do something stupid or silly, I imitate your laugh and I go Jonger afterwards. So my kids know you without ever meeting you. Okay, just to let you know. I swear to God,
that's awesome.
So now they go, hey Jonger. They call me Jonger.
About things, we're in trouble, right?
You got
that right. Hey Dave, how can people follow you? What are your socials and stuff like that?
If you're on Facebook, David Chong, Fish Hard Dream Big is thing, and on Instagram it's Fish Hard with an underscore between Fish and Hard, and Twitter it's Fish Hard Dave.
Perfect.
Sure, if you search on those things, you'll be able to find me. We're posting all the time. Posted a picture from a nice largemouth from Quinty yesterday, and hopefully maybe one today.
Perfect, buddy. Thanks for joining us, Dave, and all the best luck tomorrow.
My pleasure, as always, and I give my best to Ange. I'm going to try to give him a call. I don't want to be bothering him now that he's resting up, but I hope everything goes well.
We will, buddy. Thanks, Dave. Okay.
We'll talk to you soon, brother.
Take care.
Awesome. All right, that's Dave. That was Dave Chong, a National Pro Staff tournament angler, very active in the tournament scene, and a good friend of ours, and giving his love to Angelo, which I know he would anyways, because we've known him forever. So if you ever get a chance to follow him and look him up, he's a good tournament fisherman for sure.
Excellent.
Yes, son. Excellent. Next guest. Stevie, what do we got? Where are we?